on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Well, another good morning to you. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Following the chairman of Lagos State Chapter of the NERTW suspension, Lagosians have been curious to know the new body, the persons, the team now mandated to oversee and monitor the transport operations in Lagos. Now, most people, and myself inclusive, want to know if transport operators would continue paying for ticket fees, or are you just free to drive around Lagos without paying anybody anything anymore? People also want to know if the suspension will be lifted, and will there be a lasting solution to the frequent crisis occasioned by the activities of the transport unions in the state? Now, what strategies are in place to address incessant crises arising from the activities of transport unions in the state? Remember that last week, 4 days back on Thursday, the 10th of March, the indefinite suspension of the chairman of the Lagos State chapter of the NERTW, Musiliu Akinsonya, popularly known as MC Oluomo, made the rounds. In a letter on March 9th, and the letter was signed by the General Secretary of the NERTW, Kabiru Yao, the NERTW boss in Lagos was accused of inciting violence and planning attacks on branches that refused to obey his order of not accepting directives from the national headquarters of the union. Let me quote a part of that suspension letter to you. Your orchestrated plan to attack branches that may disobey your orders aforesaid will ultimately endanger public peace and order in Lagos State. It is also very likely to threaten and or affect the lives and property of the peace-loving people of Lagos State, particularly those doing their legitimate businesses within motor parks. Hence, the urgent need to take drastic actions against him. Now, the national body of the union directed MC Oluomo to immediately hand over the mantle of leadership to his deputy chairman and release all property belonging to the transport body in his possession to the state secretary in a bid to avoid any leadership vacuum. However, in a reaction to his suspension over alleged misconduct, also alleged insubordination and inciting members of the state chapter against the APEX national body, there was a reaction. The Lagos State government then on Friday declared that it has finally suspended activities of the union following the crisis between the state and the national body of the NERTW. Barely 2 months ago, January 2022, the Lagos State government, in a bid, quote, to fulfill one of the cardinal objectives of the themes agenda of the present administration, especially in relation to security and good governance, suspended the activities of the NERTW at Enyeyo, remember? Church Street and Idumota Bridge, indefinitely, because of the violence that occurred in those areas. Now, according to the special advisor to the Governor of Transportation, Mr. Luatoyin Fayinka, the ban was instituted to prevent further violence at Idumota and environs. Now, the running battle between Oluomo and the national executive of the NERTW over the control of Lagos has been ongoing and has led to protests in which he, alongside his supporters, accused the union at the national level of unnecessary interference in state affairs. All right. And the disagreement between the state chapter and the national body was a fallout of the emergence of Alhaji Aziz Abiola as a state chairman of the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association of Nigeria, TUAN, an affiliate of the NERTW. Now, the Barua-led NERTW had directed Oluomo to inaugurate Abiola as a TUAN chairman and hand over the secretariat of the association to him, which he allegedly objected to. Now, Oluomo put out a statement on the 10th of March addressing, quote, the good people of Lagos, NERTW members, the state government, and necessary security agencies. Now, he says, I quote, we may not be where we ought to be, but we are not where we used to be. One would now begin to wonder the cause of the recent and repeated crisis in the union. The answer is not far-fetched. It is because the national body has decided to illegally and unduly interfere in the affairs of the Lagos State chapter of the union. I, Comrade Musiliu and Yide Akinsonya, on behalf of the State Administrative Council, SAC, State Executive Council, SEC, members, and the entire union rank and file members of the National Union of Road Transport Workers Lagos State Council with over 200 branches and zones, hereby resolve to immediately withdraw our membership and operation from the national body of NURTW for peace to reign in Lagos State, and also write the state government, Lagos State Ministry of Transportation, and other relevant agencies of our decision to summarily ask the government to come in and take over the union. In case you missed out on any part of that speech that I played to you last week, I'm going to play you a bit of that audio again so that you can hear it.
Government about the state of affairs in our union. Being a law-abiding and responsible citizen, we have decided to explore all avenues for peace in the interest of all. We will not support any action that can threaten the peace that we cherish so much in Lagos State. Therefore, I, Comrade Musiliu Ayinde Akinsanya, on behalf of the State Administrative Council, SAC, State Executive Council, SEC, members and the entire union, rank and file members of the NURTW, Lagos State Council, with over 200 branches and zones, hereby resolve to immediate withdrawal of our membership and operation from the national body of NURTW for peace to reign in Lagos State. And two, write to Lagos State Governor, Lagos State Ministry of Transportation, MOT, and other relevant agencies about our decision. It is important to state that our action is in line with Section 40 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, 1990, as amended, which provide as follow. 1999 as amended, which provide as follow. A, every person shall be entitled to assembly freely and associate with other persons. And in particular, he may form or belong to any political party, trade union, or any association for the protection of his or her interests. This means that every person shall be entitled to join an association and exit freely without molestation. In view of this and the crisis at hand, Lagos State Government is hereby invited to consider its white paper on transport union activities, 2004, Section 5C, which states that the government should take over the management of any garage or motor parks where there is crisis until such is resolved by the consultative committee.
So, there you have it. They called on the government to take over the parks, based reminding the state government of its white paper on transportation matters. All right, 0700-993-993-993. You are on the road. You can tell me, is the suspension really, has it kicked in or is it otherwise? Female callers 01465-7190. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Kwetu Ekpe.
Okay.
This this burden of Oluomo and the Aburo in the room, it cannot help us in Lagos. So let them find work for them first, because we also are business people. Because if they push that people to the world without knowing any work or anything to them to have at hand, we are not safe. Bro. We are not safe. This is not a good news. Let them find something for them to do. Because all of them, all the whole area boy, any boss up, they know business people. They know those people that go and buy market and come back. If they do like that, we are not safe.
Thank you very much. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Wemimo. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes, I just passed Oshodi now. Okay. And they are not in uniform. But you can see that they are still doing some, they are hanging around.
Oh, so they pulled off their uniforms.
Yes. I just passed Oshodi and Yana Stella now.
But
my name is Tifo.
Thank you.
I also want to say at this point that because of, for the sake of children going to school, I think Lagos State should, sit up and do something about this thing, because they have already made Sanwo-Olu a mediocre, and it is not good for him. It is not good for Lagos.
Hmm.
For the sake of our children that goes to school, they should find something, because if these people strike now, we don't know. Mm. And we can never tell when it would end.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. And before I go on to take some more calls, we have a treasure hunt live right now. Are you excited about that? I hope you are, because you're up to win 5,000 Naira before the end of this show. To do that, you should download the Nigeria Info app right now. If you already have it, it's time to hunt, gentlemen and ladies. Go into the app, look everywhere. You're a hunter. What you're looking for today is the picture of the Nigerian coat of arms. The Nigerian coat of arms. That's what you're looking for. Once you find that picture, click on it, fill in your details correctly, and submit. The first person to do this will be my winner for today. I would announce the winner before I leave. You are up to win 5,000 Naira. You're looking for the picture of the Nigerian coat of arms in the Nigeria Info mobile app. Not on the Facebook page, not on YouTube, not on the website, on the app. Wish you all the best. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
You know, when you ask that question, when you discuss this on Friday, we ask you, when you know, who is going to enforce it? Actually, you know, they have two persons, those that put on green and white, and the one that put on yellow. Mm-hmm. But those that are put on yellow, they are seen on the road, when you know. But the one that put on green, they are off the road.
So the ones that are put on yellow, who are they? What are they? What union?
I'm not a driver, and I don't know where they belong to. But the most only thing about it, they are not inside the street. Yesterday, because they were sold up on the road along Badagry Road, this Kolebe that used to carry several passengers that carry us, he said that was around 5 o'clock. He said that he has spent 1,500 Naira on the street, where he was passing through the street.
Oh, so now they moved into the street. Okay, good morning, Golo.
Hello, Webimo, good morning.
Good morning, welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Isiche. I'm calling from Ota.
Welcome.
You see, the guys were quoting the Constitution, freedom of association. It's nice to the ear. But that same Constitution that allowed freedom of association was not explored, was not allowed to be explored by drivers. They compared to become members by reason of the forceful collection of dues.
Mm.
Now, I want to say something. For one, you see, this happenings is just an introduction, because I presume that in the next few weeks we'll have more drama unfold.
Mm.
And the basic thing that has been that they are fighting for is just the booty, the billions of Naira that is illegally collected under the watch of the Lagos State government and other security agencies. Because every day, minimum average of 5 to 10 security agencies come to collect their own due from each park.
Hmm. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you very much for calling, though. Remember to keep your thoughts within 60 seconds for me. All right, Philip is in transit and calling from here, from Lagos, I believe. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning, Philip. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Yes, please. These NURT people, I have a business at Abraham Isonya.
Okay.
And we usually pay this, we're more like Uber boss, and we usually pay this Agbero weekly.
Wait. What business do you do again?
Transportation. We have this Uber bus.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to mention the name. So we have the Abraham Isonya. We use the mini shuttle bus to commit people morning and evening. So we usually pay these Agbero guys, you know, those ones there weekly.
So, 1 minute. Why do you pay them? Are you a member of the union?
They've been on our neck, you know, that we are also transported, and we are supposed to pay the weekly money, the loading, the, you know, we've written to MOT, you know, those things. We've been on it since October last year.
And what did the Minister of Transportation say?
No, there's nothing they can do. No, there was a time that even they actually fought all our drivers, you know, beat them, that, you know, we are also picking riders that were supposed to pay them. And we usually use app. We are making use of app to, you know, get people on our buses. So this morning, you know, one of my operation manager called and said, the guy that started, they don't want us to load, that we have to pay, that we refuse to pay on Friday for the ones that we, you know, we did, and because of the news that's there. So just let me know, those guys are still on the road. I have to tell the guy that, you know, just pay them, because they're going to obstruct our operation this morning. So just to inform me that those guys, they are still there. they are collecting the money. If you refuse to pay them this morning, they won't allow our buses at the ground terminal to load. So they are still out there.
Thank you very much. That's a big wow. Well, not a wow, but still a wow. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Great, thank you. Please go ahead.
See, all those people are still working. I passed through Lekki this morning because I work inside Lekki. Even on Friday, the guy working in Lekki Gate, he was still there. The ones that are for Balinde, they are still there. See, the fact that we are happy that they are stopping them, at the same time, we are not safe. Because once these people stop without giving them a job opportunity, they'll start coming inside the house to harass people. Won't be leaving home early as we do leave before. So we are not safe, please.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome to the show.
I just want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. That's fine.
But the reason why I'm calling is that 2023 is nearby. But this governor, he will see you. Will see you also in 2023, because he will be saying something and he will not put his leg on the ground. He said he has banned and these people go from Ikorodu to Fade. They are still on the road. Where are these money going to? All these billions of naira they are collecting every day. I'm tired for this government. It's a shame on him.
Wow. Thank you very much for calling me. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
This is Joy calling.
Yeah, please go
ahead. I want to talk about ASU strike.
No, we're talking about the NURTW right now.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Before the government stopped there, why can't we find another alternative for them, like job, create a job for them? We are shouting already that these people are terrorizing people in Lagos State. Now you want to increase it. Let me find something for them, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm going on to Facebook now, from there to YouTube and then Twitter. I'm on Facebook where, oh gosh, so many comments. And Michael Amos says, these guys are still working along Kingdom Hall, Majek. They just removed the side mirror of the car I boarded, but they were not in uniform. So nobody's checking them. Robert Obasi. This is serious, he says. Efyong Sunday Asiko, the suspension is not holding action at all. These guys are still collecting money in my area. Ilewe bus stop, 7 and 8 bus stop close to Ajawa Estate. They're making transport fare to be increased unnecessarily. Adetayo Abamishade, come and stop it. Mark Donald, Abel Imoleayo, they're always romancing themselves because government is over means they're together. Niyi leads, do you lay? Suspending any RTW activities in Lagos is good, but handing the PAC's activities to some selected few is just political power extension for an expected return of favors in due course. Oko Nelson Bobby, Ajatu Jakonde area, they're all there actively doing their jobs, but without uniform. Chijindu is watching from Kuba, Abuja. Thank you for joining. Ola Joel Ajamu. They are quick to quote the Constitution on the freedom of association, but they've blatantly refused this by forcefully collecting dues from non-members. You see, I had a good laugh about this on Friday. It was really funny to me. Obanla Oladele Oluwatosin says, Madam, they are still on the road wearing clothes but not uniform. Misha Kakwele, NURTW boys are still carrying out their regular activities from Mile 2 on the bridge down to Orile. That's my daily route. JFR, Chassis, Deho, the folks that put on yellow uniform that the caller mentioned earlier are task force members of the Lagos Taxi and Cabs. Oko Nelson also says a yellow color code road transport worker, while the green and white is NURTW. Kade David, let me see. All this is a lie. Yesterday, I still saw people collecting money from Okada. Are they not part of the NURTW? They should remove all of them, both the ones putting on yellow and the ones putting on green. Okay, they're affecting you. I don't think this Sanwo-Olu-led government can do anything about this, says Bolaji Lawal. And finally, from here for now, Adedipe Adeniran says, Lagos State is about to sell us to a gangster. With the plan of Lagos State government, things will get even messier. I'm on YouTube now. Femi Adenekon says, our government is treating the NERTW with kid gloves. When they suspend them, all what NERTW does is to put off their uniform and just continue with the activities at the parks and garages. Olawale Samuel, now wow, Agbero Sef don't get level for Las Giri. He says, what a pity. I can't even believe we're even discussing this in the first place. We will discuss it because we are Nigeria Info, and the drivers, the union members, every one of them are Nigerians. Anything that's a Nigerian matter is fully our business on Nigeria Info. I'll go on a short break, a very quick break. When I come back, I'll take a few more of your calls and comment on the social media pages. But that will be after. Let me take a few from social media before I go. Femi Adenekon says the ones that put on yellow are the Road Transport Employer Association of Nigeria. Okay, so they are not affected. Where are the drivers? Are you still, I mean, how is this affecting you paying dues? I mean, if they're not in uniform, why are you still paying them? I know, right? I know. I'm just asking. I know. I know they're going to break your mirrors if you don't give them. I'm on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Let's see. Let me refresh this a bit. Give me a moment on this one. All right, while I'm waiting. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, sir. Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Carl J. Samuel.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. To me, I think the new journalists are just making issue out of no issue.
Tell me about it.
I'm a commercial bus driver.
Okay.
And I'm a graduate. I graduated in 1993.
Okay.
When I lost my job, I started driving transport.
Okay.
The reason is that the center, that's NERTW at Abuja, suspends Oluomo. Even they suspend them, they will have to bring the caretaker to take over. And he doesn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He now announced his withdrawal. And Lagos State is supporting Oluomo on the withdrawal. And now banning NERTW from Lagos State.
Mm-hmm.
That does not stop Oluomo from the former NERTW. They are now former. They are no longer NERTW.
Mm-hmm.
From collecting the money, he only suggests suspend NERTW. And Oluomo has withdrew himself from NERTW.
Mm-hmm.
So that does not stop his people from collecting money. And that's why they are still on the road. Because they know if they don't suspend NERTW, there can be chaos. And they are in support of Oluomo in Lagos State.
I need to go on a break. I'm trying to follow you to your bus stop, but I need to go on a quick break shortly. But I'm trying to understand why you think this is not an issue. And you think that journalists are making an issue of nothing. So why is everything you have said not an issue worth of conversation, sir?
That's why I'm saying it's not an issue. What I'm saying it's not an issue is that people are saying they are still collecting money on the road, that they've suspended NERTW.
Mm-hmm.
In Lagos State, as far as I'm concerned, there's no longer NERTW.
So who are those collecting money on the roads right now? Who are they?
They are only more people. And so, as we drew,
On what right? What union are they? On what right are they collecting money from drivers?
He has not announced. And if they are suspended, if NERTW is suspended, it was only almost announced that he has withdrew from national bodies.
Yeah, well, I'm asking you a simple question. If they've been suspended, the NERTW has been suspended. Let's assume, I agree with you then, so Oluomo is not part of NERTW. Then who are they? What is the name of their union? On what right do they collect money from drivers?
That's the question we should ask.
How do you now say that this is not an issue? I think you just picked the wrong words to use. But I'm going on a break right now. I'll be right back to take a few more calls and go away. Is the suspension in full force? They left the parks and garages. The feedback we've gotten so far says the contrary. And it shows that no, it's still a free-for-all, only that the union members, they can sue me for saying it's the union members that are collecting money because we can't claim it. So we can say that some people, some ununiformed people, are still forcibly collecting money from drivers at parks and garages. I've been on this job so long that I know how to pick the words nicely. So we can say that some ununiformed, unknown persons are collecting money at parks and garages. Who are these people? Can you confirm for me? Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Obimo.
Thank you for calling.
Sorry. Yeah. You know, your topic this morning is actually very laughable.
Ah, well.
Because I know the state doesn't have the political will to be able to carry out this NRD suspension. This morning, coming to work, I see saw them on the road collecting money. So who are they deceiving? They're just trying to, you know, make it look like they're actually working because people are complaining about, you know, the NRC people collecting money and doing all this and doing all that. So they just try to see if they can do one or two things. See, Wemimo, it's not going to work. I was just laughing.
Hashtag Kole work. I said hashtag Kole work.
Kole work. Kole work.
Thank you very much. Someone is confirming for me on Twitter. I like this very much. He sent in a picture of someone in a green fez cap who's trying to collect money from a driver. Okay. Thank you very much for that. Who is that person? We don't know. Val Mekuz, that's your name on Twitter, says, people keep talking about finding alternative jobs for Agbero before the ban. Who find job for me? Abi, now we say make them become Agbero. They're just lazy. There are many legitimate jobs out there for them to do. Emperor Mide says a new institution was formed with the support of the Lagos State Government. Few hours after the suspension of Oluomo, making him the former chairman of NURTW and the new general manager of Lagos. No, we don't know that he's a new manager. He's not the new manager of anything, at least not yet. The government debunked that. There was a story going around that Oluomo was made manager of park, whatever, but the government debunked it last week, Friday. Celestine Abba on Twitter, I'm not a transporter, just by the roadside at Charlie Boy bus stop, running my POS. Here, the NERTW are not on the road, though I saw some of them on Mofti, but they were not disturbing the drivers. Okay, thank you for that. Let's see. I'm on YouTube. I'm going to check if I have a winner for the treasure hunt. I hope that you guys are playing the game and winning my money. Don't let me take it back with me. Femi Adeneko on YouTube. I think you might have sent this before. Olawale Ikuomola. I think this is a ploy to further enrich the purse of MC because the so-called suspension is on. Remission of funds would not be made to the national purse. Remission of funds will not be made to the national purse. Yeah. You're thinking good. Good morning, hello. Please put up your radio.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Yeah. Concerning these people on the road, they are still on the road, though. Some of them are almost free. But it's not as bad as before, anyway.
What do you mean? They're not collecting money?
Yeah, some of them are collecting money, but not that bad in this aspect of Awoyaya Ibeju Lake area. Not that bad, but they are still on the road wearing their mufti and then still collecting money from the buses.
Okay. That's good. Thank you very much for the update. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Tosin.
Your name is Tosin?
Yes, Tosin.
Yes, please. Okay, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm actually on my way to work, and I can see some of them in Mofti as usual, and they're collecting money. But what I just want the government to do, because I'm very sure that the government cannot provide them job. They have to go look for a job. And this is what they've been doing. They don't have any other thing doing. So the suspension would not be effective just because they don't have anything else they will do. Then that will make them idle. And this will have a very, very bad implication in the 2023 election because they'll be idle doing nothing. If nothing is just done about it, after.
Well, someone said on Twitter that nobody looks for a job for him. So why should anyone have to look for jobs for these men? They should go sort themselves out. I have a winner on the treasure hunt. I think I need my shakara thing, right? Oluwole Emmanuel Akimbo is our winner today. You were the first person to find the picture of the Nigerian coat of arms. Oluwole Emmanuel Akimbo, that's your full name. You're Akimbo Emmanuel on social media. Congratulations to you for finding the picture.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, well, my name is Anthony from Ikeja.
Welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, I want to make a special complaint. Your phone managers are not doing this station good.
Why do you say so?
At times they will hold on to somebody's call for minutes, 20 minutes, they will move into another call. That is bad. Two, some people will have access to call up to 2-3 times. It's you. Occasionally you say no if you have called before. But somebody that has been calling from morning till some certain hours, you will not be able to. It's very, very wrong.
Let me give you a response to that. So I don't know about holding the call, because I don't see any. If a call is being held, I'll see you from here. And secondly, we totally have no determination of how people call or who gets through. We don't know your names, we don't know your numbers, we just pick calls randomly. So we apologize if you've been held up.
I want to let you know, occasionally some people's call will come in twice. Why somebody calling from daily morning won't be able to get called?
I sincerely do not know. In fact, I was talking with a colleague of mine this morning. Sincerely, I don't joke with you. I don't know how it happens. I don't know.
Something must be checked. That is one.
Okay.
Two,
okay.
I want to let you know, this issue of National Union, for me, I will call it an illegal association. The people that are supposed to make up this union are supposed to be the poor drivers that are driving on the road, and they are not supposed to be collecting dues on the road. Take example of our lousy drivers. You can't see anybody come on the road and begin to collect money from lousy drivers. They have lousy owners association. So what people do now to get rich in Lagos is, if you have strength to go and fight or have charms or guns, go to a park. It's like a coup. Hmm. If you succeed in getting one park, you'll be made the chairman. From there, you'll go and affiliate yourself to National. Even the National 2 does not have any moral justification, because they're not contributing anything to the society. They are not doing anything. Rather, they're just collecting illegal money from poor people.
I hear you. Thank you very much. You know, there's a thought I have. There are many unions. I won't say the union is illegal, because they're legitimate. I think they're backed by some whatever. But, you know, there are many unions. Tailors have unions. I think practically every trade... Every trade you can think of, they all have unions. But I do not think there is one union. Tell us, for instance, do they come to collect money per cloth that you sew? Every time you sew one cloth, they're waiting for you to collect due on that. Why is the NERTW collecting due, quote-unquote, for every time a bus loads? That's the part I'm unable to understand. As a union, maybe they should be the members who should voluntarily join the union should possibly pay annual dues. You pay a due once a month, like every other union does. Why is any union collecting money per transaction that you do as a business owner? That's like telling every tailor that your tailor association would have a representative in front of every tailor shop, and every time a customer comes to you for a dress, you pay them something from the money you charge the customer. Doesn't make any sense. And I think that's where I wish the commissioner was able to join us this morning. I understand that they have exco meeting. I'll speak with him again after the show and see if we can get him on for tomorrow. The Ministry of Transportation, they're practically very elusive. I don't know what to do about those ones, but I'll try to get them here again, because I want to know why a union has so much power that they collect money per transaction that a business owner does. It's my bus. I buy the fuel. I maintain the car. The parks and garages are supposed to be monitored and cared for by the local government. So why is a union collecting money per transaction from drivers? That's the part I do not get. Do you get it? Am I missing something? Am I missing a thing? Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Wemimo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Put off your radio.
This issue of this union, my problem is even with the government. You know, they will implement a law. Okay, they have been suspended. And yet they are not ensuring that this thing is suspension is implemented. Lagos State government is fond of doing that. They will bring out laws when they get, particularly on this transportation, you know. The Okada drivers, the Marwa drivers, they will ask them, don't fly this way. But they keep flying the road, and then they are watching them. So if you suspend these people, why don't you make sure that this suspension is implemented? Come out early in the morning or get security agents, and then make sure that they are not collecting money from transporters again.
Well, that's a big thought. Now, I would like a few drivers to call in if you can, please. So, apparently now, there's the NURTW in the green and white, and then there is the road transport, RTA, EA, and in fact, I'm checking them out. You tell me those are the ones in yellow. So, apparently, you guys do not have a problem with the RTEAN. Is that right? And then the dues to pay, do you pay one to RTAN? How do you guys call them? RTN? Is that what you call them? And another to NURTW? Where are the drivers? Please call in and let me fully understand what's going on here. So you don't have a problem with the ones in yellow. Your problem is with the ones in green. Is that right? Is that it? Help me understand. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Are you a driver?
I'm not a driver.
I'm looking for a driver, so yeah, plus, well, go ahead.
The issue is, this move by Oluomo is political. They are preparing ground for 2023. Government cannot tell us that they have sacked Oluomo, and the boys will still be on the road collecting money.
Well, the report we hear now shows that that is what is happening. AY is on the line from KT. Good morning.
Good morning, Wema.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, this issue is straight. Like in the K2 they are still there. They are not on uniform, but on multi and collecting it. Now, what about the enforcement? You are now the suspension of something. Have the state government enforced it through the police? No. That's it. And somebody was talking about these people will be, they will cause more menace or whatever. Do you expect them to give up easily? So because they will cause more menace, then the law, we shouldn't do the right thing. It's just like the election. Nothing is free. People stop having this kind of idea of they will cause... Who, the other band, who gave him work? Who gave him work? Are you encouraging this? Get them off the road. If they like, let them go and see. Bring them. Take more action. This thing will not be easy. We have to also do a lot.
Right,
the government has to enforce these things.
I hear you. Thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. This is BA from Yaba.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that we know that the Lagos State government is not enforcing the law, is not their area of expertise. They constantly say, we've told them not to do this and the people do it. I believe you should follow the money. If it's possible to follow the money and see who gets what, we'll get some answers. It's obvious MC Oluomo and his people are untouchable. The government cannot do anything to them. They're like 5 and 6. So nothing is going to happen. Follow the money, Wemimo. I know you can do it.
I've actually done some of it. So I know.
So break it down and let's know. I mean, it shouldn't be a secret.
No, it's not. It's open secret, actually. I mean, some of the money, during COVID, for instance, during the lockdown, COVID is still around, I interviewed some of them at Iyanaworo. Yeah, the side facing the Third Mainland Bridge when you're coming up to Lagos Island. There, the ones in green, I interviewed them during the lockdown, you know, to ask them how business was going now that there was lockdown, right? So I asked a few questions about the money they collect. So apparently some of the money they give to this, there's Owolokpa. I mean, it's open secret. There's Owolokpa, that's the money for the police. Then I hear that part of it is given to the local government, right? So we all know that this is a cartel going on here. And I ask the question again, why is it sane? Ask me if I'm missing something. For any union, whether it's the RTAN or the NURTW or any of the other road transport unions, because apparently there's more than one of them, why is any union collecting money from a business owner per transaction? Is there any other sector where this happens, where you're a member of a union, whether forcibly so, and that you're made to pay per transaction? If I sew one cloth, my tailor association is waiting to collect due per cloth I sew. Vulcanizers, per tire that you pump, do you pay per tire that you pump? What carpenters, do you pay per chair you make? Electricians, do you pay per wiring you do? Help me, I don't get it. So why is this peculiar in the case of transport workers? Isn't this also a business for drivers? How has it become so normal that, yeah, you pay dues on a daily basis? Why do you even pay dues on a daily basis? Why are you not paying annual dues to your union? That's why there's a lot of money in the road transport unions, and that's why they fight a lot, because there's a lot of money there. That's like the NBA telling lawyers to pay dues per case that they take up. No, they pay annual dues. Almost every union, you pay annual dues to show that you're a member of that union. But per transaction makes no sense to me. Abia Jegunle is on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yes, sir.
This is Abi.
Are you a driver?
No.
Okay.
I just want to contribute to what is going on.
Please go ahead.
Because the way I'm seeing this country, Nigeria, we are in a time bomb. You see, this agbero of a thing. On Saturday, when I was going to, Orege side, you see how much these people collected from this driver on the road. The driver, in my presence, they collected almost 1/5, just from boundary to Orege. And they are collecting all this money. I was just opening my mouth. I said, How much will these people make in a day now?
So that's my question. Why? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. Now, this thing now will create a problem. At Ojora Street here, at boundary, there was serious fight. I asked, why all this bottle? Why all these things here? They said, these boys, they fought here seriously. And it was because of this agbero of a thing. And if they want to move them away, let us ready as Mexico. Huh. People will now begin to carry gun. Huh. And shoot themselves. Because even at where I'm speaking right now, the next street, I was there when they were doing party. I saw gun there. They cover it with a bag. But I was with the elderly woman there. I said, if I tell this woman that these people here, they are with guns, she will begin to be afraid.
Okay. I don't know what else to say. So recently I went to Ibadan and I didn't take the train. I took a cab from the park at Ojota, a cab, right? Four passengers, have we? We paid 3,000 per person. That's 12,000 naira. In my very before. Don't ever repeat that grammar. Right before my eyes, this driver paid 4,000 naira plus to the union people there. I said he collected 12,000 from us. He paid 4,000 naira. That's 1/3 of the money he made. He has not bought fuel. 4,000 naira, he counted and gave them. The others were still hanging around to say, drop something. But he counted 4,000 naira from the 12th. In fact, they removed it and gave him the balance, actually. 4,000 naira. Okay. We're not done with this conversation. We're far from done. I'm going to reach out again to the to the Commissioner for Information as well as the Minister of Transport again and try to get them here to address some of these issues. Because, man, I'm telling you, it's not making any sense anymore. And like we all agree, there's possibly a huge security challenge also looming on our hands. I know that the police did say last week that they've set up security alert, you know, so that everyone, the police is on high alert to forestall any breakdown of law and order. But I take that with a tiny pinch of salt, just in case. So when you're walking on the road, shine your eye, look your back. Just saying, not trying to scare you. But we'll keep talking about this, all right? I need to go. The table I'm shaking, Abby, it has to be shaken. I mean, that's the thing. The thing is, why are they collecting money per transaction? I just thought about it now. Why are you even collecting money per transaction? Anybody that has an answer for me, or if there's something I'm missing that I've not found, please chat me up on social media. I'm there at Wemi More Sport. I need to go right now. Thank you for being a part of the show. I'm not leaving yet, though, because we need to break some more tables, some gender tables, at 9 o'clock after the news on the hour. It will be time for table talk. We're talking domestic violence today. How do we end domestic violence in Nigeria? Let's talk about that after the news at 9. My name is Wemi More Adewuni. Thanks for being here. I'll see you tomorrow, 5 a.m. on the Morning Crossfire, but 9 o'clock for table talk. Don't go away.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.